Word. And don't forget, Extreme Politics. Extreme Politics. Go there. All right. Let's take a quick 1 minute break. No, forget it. Let's, this one's a good one. Say, Hillary Clinton, woman yelling at her. I love this one. And then, we'll move on.
Rape victims should be believed. But would you say that about Johnny to Broderick, Kathleen Wiley, and or Paula Jones? Should we believe them as well?
Well, I would say that everybody should be believed at first until they are disbelieved based on evidence.
Isn't that great? All right, so just to touch on Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton and rape. 2 days ago. Actually, I think it was yesterday. I'm not sure, but we did a story, and it's going to be an article over the weekend. It's a really good story, and I talk about the Instagram video that Donald Trump produced. That, of course, the networks played. So a free Instagram video that cost nothing became a national TV ad. That's what happened, because every single news outlet played it and commented about it and brought in different I don't want to say losers, but losers. SC Cup, loser. Donna Brazile, loser. Anna Navarro might be the biggest loser. Anna Navarro, hello. All these right-wing, quote-unquote conservatives, because they're not. They're getting paid to have a conservative viewpoint. They don't really feel the way they feel. They're just getting paid by CNN so CNN can have a left and a right. So SC Cup and Anna Navarro, they're not real conservatives. They're not real Republicans. They're for show. They're for show. They really are just for show. So they all commented about the Donald Trump ad. And you want to know why they're just for show? When you hear SC Cup and you hear Anna Navarro talk about Donald Trump with such visceral hate, and when they talk about the ads questioning Hillary Clinton's stances on women's issues and supporting rape victims, and they take this position of, I don't think what Donald Trump did was good. I just don't think, you know, I don't think it. Talking about the Bill Clinton's affairs, you know, I'll just get sympathy for Hillary, and instead we should be talking about the issues. What are the issues? What we need to be talking about is the issue. It's like, oh. Isn't it refreshing to actually have help? Any candidate. Any team. Anybody say, I want to win. It's all about winning. I will win at all costs. Because we are in a battle. We have to win. Isn't it refreshing? I heard one of the pundits yesterday. I don't know if it was Andrea Mitchell or one of these other liberal douchebags. I think it might be Joan Walsh, who blocked me on Twitter. Imagine that. What I love about the libs. They go on their talk programs where none of them are challenged. They spew visceral hate against all Republicans, not challenged. They then write articles and spew hate against all Republicans. And then when you question them, and I'm not talking about insulting them. I'm not talking about what I just did, called someone a douchebag. I'm literally just talking about, hey, your view on this is wrong. This is why you're wrong. You're destroying the country, or your thought process is what's destroying the country. They freak out and they cry. They are the true OG cry bullies. They really are. They really are. So I was blocked by Joan Walsh. So I don't know if it was Joan Walsh or Andrea Mitchell, who it was. But they actually gave the statement of, it's just a sad time. Politics. You know, Donald Trump will just say anything. He's just saying the worst things, and it's all about getting votes, getting elected, and winning. And that's why he's doing this. And I'm like, and? Watching these people just cry. I commented to a writer yesterday on Twitter. Of course, another, you know, cry bully. This one was a conservative. Because conservatives are just as crybabies as liberals. A conservative, Donald Trump gets the nomination, you could kiss our party goodbye. And the whole article was this crying, whining. Oh, Donald Trump gets the nomination. Hey, Donald Trump, don't you understand? And I'm just reading this, and I hit the guy, and I said, bro, stop your crying. You sound like a liberal. Back a candidate that will beat Trump. Back a candidate that will beat Trump. Nobody will vote for your guys. And of course, I got no response. But it's like listening to football fans complain about the Seahawks or complain about the Cowboys when the Cowboys were good. Now the New England Patriots. It's like, what are you complaining about? What are you whining about? Beat them. Beat them. You have all these Republicans crying and whining about Donald Trump. Beat him. Don't cry about it. Beat him. Oh, if Trump gets the the nomination. Oh, is it? Well, then go out there and beat him. Oh, Donald Trump will do anything to win. He'll get, yeah! Yeah! Isn't that what life is about? I know we've been hijacked by this liberal agenda that just existing in space is enough. Coming in ninth place is good enough. Having more vacation time, having shorter work weeks, just all in all, having an easier, less stressful way of life is what everybody wants. The notion of hard work will pay off. Blood, sweat, and tears. It's all gone. It's all gone. There is no thinking like that. That's how the liberals have leveled the playing field. Make everybody weak as them. Everybody weak. So if you have somebody that's stronger than the rest, make them weak. If you make them weak, now you can conquer them. It's all about winning. It's all about winning. It's about being the best. And in order to be the best, you have to be called a winner. You win the Super Bowl, you're the best. If you win the World Series, you're the best. The liberals love to fawn all over the women's soccer team. They're the best, right? Would you be fawning over them if they finished in ninth place? You guys got a trip to the White House for being marginally good. Teams that go to the White House are teams that win. When liberals go, Donald Trump, he's just going to say anything to win. And? Well, that's wrong. Why is that wrong? Why is that wrong? It's about winning. End of story. No prize for losing. There definitely is no steak knives. What does Alec Baldwin say? Coffee is for closers. Coffee is for closers. So we're going to do that article this weekend about the Instagram video. But what I found fascinating was on Morning Joe. And I'm not necessarily a big Morning Joe fan. I think a few years ago, I was more of a fan. But for some reason, I felt he became too corporate. But now I guess he's veered more to the right. And whatever deal he made with the MSNBC people, they're letting him say whatever he wants now. And so this morning, he discussed the Jeffrey Epstein situation, which is kind of funny because, again, it's a very taboo subject that liberals don't want to talk about. Hell, on CNN, when Jake Tapper was talking to the panel about the Trump video and Juanita Broderick coming back into the news cycle, he said to the panel, talking about this, what do you feel uncomfortable talking about? You all spent days and days and days and days and weeks and months talking about Bill Cosby. I know for a fact Jake Tapper talked about Bill Cosby. He never said, I feel uncomfortable talking about Bill Cosby. I feel uncomfortable talking about Bill Cosby. So this morning, Scarborough talked about a billionaire named Jeffrey Epstein. Now, we touched on this months ago. But there's a billionaire named Jeffrey Epstein who would fly around to these paradise-style islands, and he would have people like Bill Clinton, Alan Dershowitz with him, and they would have hookers, people like that on these airplanes. And if you don't believe that Bill Clinton or Alan Dershowitz were involved with these hookers, okay. But the fact of the matter is, Jeffrey Epstein was a pedo. He would have sex with underage girls, and that's a fact. And he was prosecuted of that. So just the fact that Bill Clinton palled around with this guy is a little sketchy. And Scarborough brought this up today. And the fact that Trump's going to be talking about this soon. Those of you who are still with us on video, we'll keep going. I'm pretty sure we are finished as far as our radio feed goes. So it's just you and me. So Scarborough talked about the Jeffrey Epstein connect and the fact that Trump will be talking about this very soon. And I was surprised that Scarborough brought this up. I'm surprised that the NBC executives let Scarborough bring this up. It's a very taboo subject. Like I said, if you're going to, once again, buy in to the stereotypical political talking points of, unless we have physical evidence, unless we actually have video, then we're going to pretend it didn't exist. And like I said, okay, fine, but facts are facts as far as Epstein's conviction for what he was convicted for and the fact that Bill Clinton palled around with him. Bill Clinton flew on his private jet numerous times, and that's proven. All of these things are factual, and you can't dispute those facts. The only thing you can dispute, per se, is Bill Clinton having sex with some of these girls because there was no pictures. But if you just talk about the fact that Clinton was associated with Epstein, Clinton hung around with Epstein, Clinton flew on Epstein's plane numerous times, then you at least have to say, definitely smells funky. And Monday, I'm going to break down the Epstein story. The great Roger Stone talked about it in his book, but there was a great article that really broke it down months ago. Like, detail from beginning to end, and talks about Alan Dershowitz. It's a really good article. Again, Roger Stone talks about it in his book, but there's an actual article that just breaks down the Epstein connection. I'm not saying don't buy the Roger Stone book. I'm just saying you buy the Roger Stone book, you get everything. There's actual article that exists that's just the Epstein segment. If that makes sense. So we're going to break down Monday. We're going to break the Epstein situation down Monday, because somehow it was buried in 08. It was buried in 08. Remember, they wanted Hillary in 08. But then all of a sudden, the powers that be, the establishment said, you know what? We'll never, ever get another chance to get a black guy in the Oval Office. And if we bury the black guy and put the woman in, we'll lose the black guy forever. We're never going to get a black guy in. We will have to destroy this guy, get a second chance. So we don't have to destroy Hillary. We just have to push the narrative of this awesome, once-in-a-lifetime black candidate, and we'll come back 8 years later with the woman. And that's what they did. So all of this Epstein stuff never came up. The fact that there's pictures floating around from 2 years ago, 3 years ago, where Bill Clinton is overseas with escorts, porn star escorts, named porn star escorts. One of them's out of the business, kind of disappeared, and the other one is still in the business. So we'll discuss the Epstein connection Monday in great detail. We'll make a real nice story out of it. It'll do a great segment. But yeah, for Scarborough to bring it up, it's kind of interesting. And then, of course, his sidekick, Donnie Deutsch. That name, Donnie Deutsch. Donnie Deutsch. And then Donnie Deutsch brought it up. Donnie Deutsch. Donnie Deutsch. He also said the Jeffrey Epstein situation was going to be a problem. Like I said, guys, you can play the... Oh, you don't have video of Bill Clinton doing A, B, and C. That's what state-run media is going to run with. But you can't get away with denying who Jeffrey Epstein is and Bill Clinton's association. You just can't. Especially in this day and age where candidates and or people are tied to other people who make racist statements. In this day and age, if you're associated with somebody and that person is caught saying, you know, N-word this, N-word that, like the governor of Maine talking about black guys impregnating white women, who's a Chris Christie supporter. This day and age, if that gets tied to you, what the hell do you think is going to happen when somebody goes, Bill Clinton, you were friends 4 years with a convicted sex offender? What's up with that? Hillary Clinton, did you know Jeffrey Epstein? Did Jeffrey Epstein ever give money to your political campaign? Did Jeffrey Epstein ever give money to the Clinton Foundation? Did you ever meet Jeffrey Epstein? Are you friends with Jeffrey Epstein? I would think a sex offender is a lot worse than somebody making comments about Bugaloo Brown selling heroin and impregnating white women. I got to imagine that's pretty innocuous compared to a sex offender. I think the sex offender thing's a little rougher than a friend who gets caught saying racist stuff. I mean, look at Hulk Hogan. The guy basically had his life ruined because he threw the N-word out two or three times on a secretly recorded sex tape. Gone. Here we have Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton, chummy, with a chumo named Jeffrey Epstein. So we'll talk about it Monday. It's fascinating that Donnie Deutsch and, of course, Scarborough brought it up. Fascinating, I think. But we'll see how it plays out. See how it plays out.